Four Factors the Bhakta's Happiness is Not Dependent on, by Krishna's Mercy.
Quote, the theory of chance can best be explained in the Vedic literature by the words Ajnata Sukriti, which refer to pious activities performed without the actor's knowledge. But these are also planned. For example, Krishna comes like an ordinary human being, he comes as a devotee like Lord Chaitanya, or he sends his representative, the spiritual master, or pure devotee. This is also the planned activity of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Srila Prabhupada, 4:21-27 purport.
In this hypothetical situation there is a dependent for whom great affection exists. You want to do the best for them, to ensure that they are healthy, wealthy and wise. In truth, just happiness will do. Not just from stature, where others hold them in high esteem. Not just having a lot of money, either. Let them be in a peaceful and content position wherever they fall in life. Let them best prepare for the next life, as well, since you know that life and death continue in a cycle.
Natva evaham jatu nasang. Natva neme janadhipa. Nachev nabhavishyamah. Sarve vayamatah param.
Quote, never was there a time when I did not exist, nor you, nor all these kings, nor in the future shall any of us cease to be. Lord Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, 2.12.
It is possible to give such a reward to someone. In fact, the situation of happiness created through the combination of good fortune, Sukriti, and the Supreme Lord's mercy, Kripa, transcends conditions in duality. The recipient can remain happy no matter to which level common factors of importance reach on a subjective scale. 1. Place of residence. Where should they live? In a warm climate, where shoveling snow is never an issue. In the places where the four seasons manifest to almost extreme levels, jobs are abundant. Finding employment will not be an issue. The devotee of the Supreme Lord remains happy no matter the place of residence. Sleeping on the bare ground in a tiny room is no issue. If there is an expensive mattress whose firmness can be programmed, there is still the same kind of sleep. Goswami Tulsidas gives a hint into the cause. He says that such a person sleeps easily because they know they have the favor of the Supreme Lord. 2. Income. What parent wants their child to grow up to be poor? Let them at least surpass the economic status of the previous generation. That is the meaning to parental love, after all. No jealousy here, at least in the ideal case. If the dependents can support themselves, then everything will be okay once the parents depart for the next life. Whatever the level of income, the issue of happiness remains. If a person has all the money in the world, but has to work like an ordered animal to reach such a level, then there is no question of happiness. Moreover, there is always the fear of loss, that competitors will arrive on the scene and disrupt the flow of profits. The bhakta stays happy in any economic situation. They can live humbly, since they are dependent on Narayana and his wife, the goddess of fortune, for their sustenance. After all, there is no utility company responsible for the sunlight. A company may control drinking water flow in a particular municipality, but again nature is the root cause. That rain is due to divine forces, who are placated through religious activity, yajna. 3. Marital status. At some point in time the parents might be concerned with the marital status of the dependent. Time to find a suitable partner for life. The dependent might be searching for themselves. They see that others are supposedly happily married, so there is pressure to enter that same phase. The devotee is fine in either situation. When by themselves, they are dedicated in some kind of brahmacharya life. They follow principles that allow them to understand Brahman and more. They truly realize the undivided spiritual energy that pervades the entire existence. They understand the localized aspect known as Paramatma and the complete realization that is Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. If married, the bhakta enters the grihastha ashrama. This is a spiritual institution with the same benefits as remaining single or renouncing everything. The husband and wife live together and worship God the person. They train their dependents along the same path, creating Sukriti for others, who may not be aware, anatta. 4. Age. What to do if an entire lifetime has been spent working hard for crumbs? No wife, no children, no retirement fund. Was it all a waste? The valuable opportunity of the human birth gone for naught, with no chance at redemption? In fact, devotional service, bhakti yoga, can be practiced at any age. It is never too late to connect with the Supreme Lord. The body is merely a temporary covering. The individual is always at the same level of vitality, young at heart, so to speak. They are always meant to be in the shelter of Hari, the one who takes away distresses. Giving the gift of devotional service is not difficult. Simply chant the holy names, Hare Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Share the wisdom of the ages found in texts like Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. Even if others are not receptive, if they offer some assistance then they unknowingly create auspiciousness for themselves. The reward they can redeem at a later date will bring them happiness not found anywhere else. In closing, Acharya greatest gift to bring, from simple mantra to sing, a tremendous ability now, can survive any condition how. Since to Bhagavan always connected, the unwanted without thought rejected. Benefit to dependents giving the same, just from sound of holy name.